Let's talk about dinking. Oh.
It's like, where did that word come from?
Right. Dink, dink. That word just came up. That is what it is. And it's really fun. And it'll kick you in the pants. And I was basically what it does is it works with anchor points. So dinking is basically working with anchor points. And when you are, it's kind of like you're attempting to make it through a parking lot and there's all kinds of speed bumps or there's all kinds of turns, there's all kinds of walls. Dinking removes the speed bumps, removes the walls, removes all the turns and just lets it go. And when you go after a certain topic and you dink it, you kind of look like a deer in headlights for a few seconds because all that stuff is moving really, really quickly, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And it's kind of a silly modality because it invokes laughter because there's, like, all of a sudden all those hindrances are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that it would be fun to dink a few things on this broadcast. Do you think that's okay?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think everyone would like to be dinked.
Okay. So let's dink, everybody. Okay.
Okay.
So basically what I do is I bring up all of the anchor points. Like I just bring them so I can kind of see them, get a grasp on them. And then when I dink, I'm actually collapsing each of those anchor points. So I may say dink quite a few times, but that's what I'm doing. And number one, everybody wants to know about money or, you know, if they're struggling with it, they want more, all of that business. So I wonder what would occur if we were to collapse all of the anchor points that maintain everyone's issues, everyone that will hear this broadcast, everyone's issues with having money, keeping it, having it. Okay, that's a lot. Dink, 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 dink. That pause is a little bit longer than normal. Wow. That's cool. I haven't dinked at this scale before. So just take a deep breath all the way in and all the way out and allow that shift to happen. I really hope no one's driving while they're doing this. This one can make you go cross-eyed if I hit the right point, so... okay, so then next, I wonder what would occur if I were to collapse all the anchor points that maintain all the structures and resistances to increasing revenue and monetary flows. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, that may have made some people hungry. Do not go eat something right now. I mean, unless you have to, but if it was a direct result of that dink, do not go grab something to eat. Because I just created space and you'll use that void to fill it, or use the food to fill the void. Okay, I'm going to do... That one's still going a little bit. Judy, are you still with me?
I put you on speaker, but yes, I'm definitely with you, and I feel okay. I'm dinked.
I'm so dinked. That's awesome. Okay. Okay, so then next I'm going to cover being stuck or spinning your wheels or not going anywhere. It's interesting because a lot of us need to choose motion. Choice creates action, creates motion. And this is part of an aspect of the immortal lifestyle where you need to act. And some people do it unconsciously, some people do it consciously, but when you do it consciously, you're actually in the driver's seat of your creation and reality. So for those of us who are stuck and maybe not having all the information or unwilling to move or comfortable and not willing to move into that discomfort, that stagnant energy has no flow. And when you're seeking money, money is also called a currency, which is a type of flow. So we definitely want to get unstuck, right? So I wonder, right? So let's bring to the surface all of the anchor points that are maintaining infrastructures, structures, paradigms, resistances, and blockages to any motion that would contribute to advantageous progress in everyone's highest interests, as is appropriate. Okay. I wonder what would occur if we collapsed all of those anchor points. Think. Don't forget to breathe. There's no clarity around that. Think it all again. Please stand by. I'm going to just do a couple things. I'm going to open up everybody's text box. I'm waiting now. I'm going to speed on all naming points. Deep breaths all the way in, all the way out. Judy, do we have time for one more?
We'll make time, yes. Does everyone like being dinked? I think we're getting a resounding yes. So dink some more, dink away.
Okay, we're dinking. Okay, so I did a little bit of time spa there. So that may, if you just kind of feel dizzy or whatever, it's because I'm going in and out of timeline. And I want to do that again. So just sit tight. Okay. Let's bring up all of the anchor points that everyone has or has ever had about having a purpose, and all of the anchor points that are holding into place all of the fantasies about what that is, and like all of the reasons, thought forms, ideas, whatever it is, tag it, that keep anyone or all of us from choosing something out of reason or logic or stupidity or unawareness or whatever it may be. Throttle, space, time, time, space, creation, body, spinning on throttle, sequence, non sequence, sequester, non sequester, space, come speed on that now. All right, I wonder what would occur if we were to dink all of that. Dink, 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 dink. That's where she picks anything that wants to interfere with that. Okay, so, my body does have maybe. Routine clear to play. Routine control body does its appropriate, replace the appropriate timeline. Routine control energy does its appropriate, replace the all appropriate in their appropriate timeline. Throw out sequence, not sequence, question, not question, replace the little timeline. Not so touch me now. Okay, so all right, take a really deep breath all the way in and all the way out. And then come up to speed to each individual listening and to listen. Create a zone of clarity around them now. Very nice. Very nice. So, okay, what's interesting about some of those things is you may encounter people that are used to behaviors or patterns that you were playing out before we did all of that, and they may try to push a button that just doesn't work anymore or get you to do something that you used to just fall right into, and now you kind of stand there like, I'm not falling into that. So there's no need to dwell on it. Just kind of acknowledge it, giggle to yourself, and move forward in a new way.
Hi, this is Ren Goldrich. You've been listening to an excerpt from one of my guest appearances on Jazz Up Your Life with Judy, with host Judy Anderson. If you would like to be informed of upcoming interviews and samples of energies, please sign up for the Oneness is Everything newsletter at onenessiseverything.com.